This next one's called Tribute in Ash. As a reference in the second section to Vasilius, who was one of the first biologists to trace the human circulation in the Renaissance. First part is about this really wretched painting, but in a nice way wretched, that my parents always had up above their living room sofa. One, a landscape by Grant Wood. By an open barn door, two cows lull, a Holstein and a Guernsey, and a white horse grazes in the shadows of a hill. A one-lane bridge, and to its right a gravel road that winds some feeble mashed potato mounds, a Midwest effort at terrain, where barns outnumber houses, and a bone-white church spire nudges the left-hand frame. Not a town, not even a hamlet. Grain elevator, tavern on the riverbank, the trio of rickety windmills, water tower, willows, and some mystery trees that flank the water, resembling puffballs or grapes. Each night, she'd come home from Norwest Bank, from her ledgers and her adding machine tapes littering the floor like barbershop hair. And under these drab cornfields, she'd smoke the packs of Salem Straits, curlers shaping their weird Corona romance novels, and the highball tumbler replenished each hour with a splash of gin. The endless curlicues of smoke. For 30 years she'd cough, flip the pages while the white frame grew the color of a spoiled apple, a cheap print, not even sentimental value. No one bought it at the yard sale. Two, Memory Palace. Vasilius, scalpel aloft as he splits like a melon the hanged man's skull. Fragile trepanning to unveil some terra incognito of the soul, uncover the seat of memory, which resides in current, in minute sacks of seawater, encoded, shot through with electrical charges. The cerebral cortex halved, dead wings. No computer this to tell me that today she's been dead 3 years, an anniversary marked unwittingly by purple tulips in a jar and 7 days of April rain. Reliquary, missed connections, sentences where no one stares from windows longingly, sentences refusing to describe old photographs. Retrievable and irretrievable, each fragment in its own canopic jar. No need to tell me I reside still in that house where she say it by the flower bed, straw hat flaring and tied with a yellow scarf. He died of this too, she was saying from the couch, where she had to be propped in a certain way by the nurse who'd come each morning with the morphine. Who, I said, Hubert Humphrey. He shook hands with me once at the bank, always smiling. This, born to the palaces of memory, loot and booty, tribute and ash, the charnel house of memory, open me, observe. The bone saw snarl, the edifice viewed from above, almost an aerial view. Inject the sinews with purple dye to circle and arc the synapses like footage of squid. Tentacle, ink screen, the dye vats of tire. I never did think much of him, but you could see the pain on his face every night on the news. He died, you know, at home. Doorways, courtyards, banisters. Beyond the room, another room. Beyond the room.